Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So D-Love giving us the idea that maybe Andy Baskin smelled some... Why could he smell some apple stuff when the apple cider powder donuts were what was stolen?
I'm convinced we don't ever want this answer now. We're just gonna...
I'm glad you said this because we've got boots on the ground.
We have boots on the ground. We have someone that knows.
And it is Flume Dog millionaire Mackenzie Flume, who's doing 2020s for the night show tonight. Mackenzie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. It's been a minute. I hope you're doing well.
Yes.
Now, it should be noted, are you doing this because it's sourced or that you firsthand saw people eating donuts?
Big distinction.
It's sourced. Okay. So basically a powerful pastry source close to the situation.
Look at
has
that.
Has the answer.
A powerful pastry source.
We don't have any of those in the building, now I'm worried about your source.
I have to make sure it's not Keith, right?
No.
Okay.
Also, are you aware of the fact that you are going to be snitching on one of your coworkers here?
Well, I'm not going to go out and say who told me.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a journalist.
Right.
Yeah.
A source.
No, you would only snitch on the people that committed the crime. That's not snitching.
It's
that's
not?
That's informing.
I think that's snitching.
No. It's
that's the definition of snitching.
The government disagrees with you.
I just want to let you know. I appreciate the favor.
The answer?
No, this has been a riddle that I need the answer to, okay?
Yeah, I have all six donuts accounted for.
All six? Wait, we have multiple eaters?
Yes.
There's multiple eaters on the ground?
This is why I told you. I knew there were multiple eaters. I knew it.
Five consumers,
whoa,
to be exact.
Five?
This is a full-blown government. This is less people killed Kennedy. That was a legit conspiracy.
Allegedly.
I think it's pretty well-known.
What are you doing here against that?
All right.
That's our source, by the way. That's our source. She's going to turn Kennedy into an alleged thing?
No, I don't think she's I think she knows he got capped. I think it was whether it was one guy
guys. Four or five.
I think that's what she was the alleged.
Okay. Right. I think she was questioning whether or not
the president got
shot and murdered. Okay.
JFK was just chilling on an island somewhere in the Pacific.
You know these JFK conspiracies. They take it to the extremes. Okay, all right. But I'm not curious for all five, although I do want to know five.
No, I
want
every
know
name.
Who's the guiltiest party is what I want to know. Because if you just give me a bunch of names, then I'm just going to think all of a sudden one person ate one and then everyone just thought it was a free-for-all and it was what it was.
So wait, who were your guesses?
There was no night show last night.
Yeah.
So I do not think this is a Jen and Tim sort of thing. I do not think this is a Bill and Alyssa sort of thing.
And I said you can't rule out those guys.
Yeah, I can't.
I said everyone that doesn't work at the fan
thing.
Is in play.
I think it's a fan thing.
Also,
it's an inside job, I'll tell you.
Here's the spin on this one. Here's the spin on this one before you reveal any names, okay? Because you said there's five different people.
Right.
I'm going to assume everyone involved with Baskin and Phelps is going to be involved in this, okay?
But Phelps hasn't been here.
I know, but it's Baskin, it's Menigan.
Menigan denied it to my face.
Maybe
Menigan is a man of the people.
Phelps might have even came into the studio to eat a donut if he knew that there was free donuts, okay?
He came in.
Only reason. Nothing else, nothing more.
Oh, they're Nick's donuts. Well, he's fat, so clearly he's got great taste in donuts. That's how it would go, too.
The problem we have here, folks, is the idea that Mitchapalooza, a once honest man, according to you, and somebody that Mac, your good buddy, you have denied any sort of involvement with. In fact, that was the only person that Nick, you ruled out today. Was Mitchapalooza. If he's on that list.
Did I not point out there were six members in the morning show?
That's not good.
Jeff Thomas, Joey, Ken, Lima, Owen. And then Mitch? Well, Mitch is gone. Mitch, please. That leaves five.
Let's find out.
I will say I have an alibi for Mitch. He's cleared
from
the situation.
I like this development for Mitch. That's a good day. Mac is shocked there. That's a good buddy of his. He's very happy about this.
I was a little worried. I'm not going to lie.
Let's start unspooling this this web of lies.
Okay, do we want to go with who ate two first?
It feels like
we're playing
like Radio Clue right now. Do you get that vibe as well?
It does.
Well, and this is why I love the game Clue. I'm a woman. I like to investigate things. Like, this is just a natural tendency for me. So
is that
I was
just
like,
a female thing? I didn't
know. I think so, yeah.
Why aren't every
Women are really good at investigating. In fact,
is it just because
men are so dumb?
When I first met my in-laws, like when I was first starting to date my wife, they told me, they're like, if you're the type of guy that's going to ever basically try to do anything, like, that's not going to happen with Elise, because she's going to find you out in a second. Like that's her. She can find out basically anything on the internet.
And you've been hiding it since.
That woman's a sleuth queen.
You've pulled off the prestige to this point. I'm very proud of you.
I was hiding prestige?
Well, remember the prestige, the movie where that's the... Never mind. All right. I want names, damn it.
Okay.
Sorry. That's very aggressive. It's not you.
So I think this woman. One you actually got right.
Arcade, woman!
This one I think you actually got right. You said Owen ate two, or multiple. He had two.
Mm. I defended that man.
Yes, you did. He served this country, and then he served this station a boatload of lies.
You know what? I will always stand with a patriot like Owen. I will stand with the defense I had of Owen. And in fact, I think as a patriot tax, he should just be able to take two anyway.
Do I know, by the way,
that man fought
that
for
he
our
wasn't
country.
A double agent? I don't know anymore. After the donuts, right. I never doubted his patriotism and his service until now.
That's
you know
dumb,
who'd do this?
A dumb thing to doubt, by
socialists.
The way.
Yeah. That's who'd
that
do
it?
This.
Yeah.
A donut for everyone, huh?
I just want the record to show. Nick is the one that is doubting Owen's patriotism.
Yeah.
No,
I'm just accusing him of being a double agent.
I'm not.
That's totally different. All right? The other names, please.
We obviously have Ken.
Now that's an obvious that you didn't know would slice the way that it did. Nick was not ready for that. I wasn't ready for that, if we're being honest about it.
So now the turntables have turned, because Ken didn't text me a lie.
Oh.
He didn't text me, hey, I didn't eat your donuts. Didn't text me at all. Silence was guilt, okay?
I like Ken. He likes the way I think. I like Ken.
And?
Lima had one.
The skinny one!
I didn't know they ate so much during this show. Okay. I assume both
it's
of them.
It's a Friday. It's a cheat day.
Lima eats like bananas or something on like the live stream. That like people get a kick out of that. But like I didn't know they consume so much
food.
He
does it in one bite, which is why I think they love it. And
that is a trick in certain countries.
Yeah, you get paid for it.
That's his party trick. Banana in one bite.
We have two more names to go.
Jeff had one.
Wait, Jeff Thomas?
Yes.
Ooh.
I worked next to him for 7 years. I never saw him eat food ever.
Yeah.
That is not a I eat food at work guy at all. These must have been really tempting to these people.
They looked really good.
These are
I can't tell you enough how good they looked.
These are all the people I thought wouldn't have done this.
You know
by
how
the
good
way.
They were? Is I went back because I was like, it's no big deal. It'd be $6. So I'll just go get six more donuts from the store. They were gone today.
Spin zone.
All there was glazed.
Spin zone, I'm happy for Jeff Thomas in this scenario, though. I root for his happiness. And if that donut brought him maybe 5 minutes of happiness, then that's a nice thing.
I root for absolute sadness for the rest of his life.
No,
now.
That's a nice thing. I love that for Jeff, actually.
All right.
The last one is, I shouldn't say it's like surprising per se, but just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's kind of forgotten, maybe.
It's Joey, isn't
Joey,
it?
Joey, has to be.
Ted! He was here all day. He was here up until like 5 o'clock.
And I just want to release like the bomb of it all is that
Ted.
Owen started this.
I've seen Ted.
By the way.
I knew it!
He started
I've seen
it.
Ted eat a salad every day.
Ted had the six donuts.
Yeah, so he can go ahead and take a single donut for me. That's how you go.
But Owen was the culprit who found the donuts, opened it, and then apparently just offered it to everyone else.
Oh, so he was going around feeding it to everyone.
Yeah.
He's, brought in the donuts.
He got credit for it, too, I bet.
He claimed the donuts for himself.
Got credit for the donuts.
And then went around and be like, hey, I just got these from the store. Can I give you a donut?
It's a good guy
move. The double agent thing is starting to make a hell of a lot more sense now.
It's a good guy move.
This is dirty pool.
I would like to hear what the guys have to say for themselves, because I feel like this is the truth. There's no lie here. This is going to be a hard one for them to try and get out of.
There's no apology to Nick needed. There's apology to Nick's daughters who didn't get their donuts this morning. That's that's where the apology
lies.
They're
going to have to eat eggs tomorrow.
On a Saturday morning.
Owen.
Really on a Friday morning to start it off, though. I mean, that was
Lima,
tough.
Jeff. Ted, I think Ted's a patsy in this.
I'm actually going to take
Ted off this because Ted's an honorable man. Somebody offered him a free donut. They looked great.
Well, it sounds like Owen was trying to like guilt people into taking these donuts.
It sounds like Owen was passing them off as his donuts, which is a dirty bird move if you ask me. Now, who told you this?
I can't tell.
Yeah, this is where you draw the line, Snitch.
This is where I draw. Listen, I'm trying to get a leg up at this station always.
Is it Keith?
I need to make sure that they remain anonymous.
Is it Keith?
No.
Well, how else
even if you were to guess, I would say no.
How else would you have gotten the information, though? You weren't here this morning, right?
No, but I heard this riding in.
Okay.
In my car, coming to work. And I was like, I need to reach out to a couple people, and I want to be the one to solve this mystery.
Women and investigating. Okay, they always get down to the bottom of it.
I mean, just the...
They all could be like PIs. It's incredible.
RJ saying this chick tells her man's deepest dark secrets to Annie and everyone. No. She's on the side of truth and logic.
Truth.
No, you know how they're like, if somebody talks trash like to you behind somebody else's back, they're bound to do that in another setting? That's how I feel right now. That's like, I mean, good thing I have my T's and P's crossed is all I'll say there.
But you guys should trust me now if you have any information that you want to give me moving forward.
No,
because
you've lost all trust.
I will keep your identity a secret.
Yeah, sure.
Always.
No. I don't think
so. What do you guys have to tell me? What do you want to tell me?
No, this was, if you wanted an information trade, that you should have specified that at the beginning.
So I played my cards wrong.
Miserably.
Man, I got sad.
All you got out of this is that you can't be trusted, and we have no info to give you. But I will say this. When it comes to getting information,
you're
now our girl.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
So Owen took two donuts. Ken, Lima, Jeff, and Ted. Dead to me! You took another man's donuts. Dead to me. Until Monday.
Yeah, they're not dead to you. Do you want them like to Venmo you like $1.25 each?
No.
What's the repercussions? What do we want here? Do you want them to have to buy you new donuts?
God bless them if they ever leave anything out. I'm not even going to say I'm going to eat it. I could just do something to it. Never know.
That's not how societies work. We have to be better than that.
This is not how society works.
All you're going to do is
taking donuts that are not yours.
You're going to perpetuate the stealing of random food out there. Don't we want to stop that same thing that incensed you all day long?
No, I think the only way you can stop it
is to be the solution instead of the problem here,
Nick? There's a cyanide pill in the next donuts I leave out. I think that's the only way you stop it. You drop one, they all fall. Not literally. I'm not talking. I was talking like maybe like some Beano or something. Something that would just upset your tummy.
You want to poison them and then offer up donuts again? Is that what you're saying?
I'm old world Hungarian.
Food poisoning and just...
All right. I'm Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, joke's on them.
All right.
The donuts already had food poisoning.
You want to take one of my apples from my orchard? That's cool. Here's another apple. Watch out for the arsenic, dog.
They're all listening from the toilet right now.
Yeah.
That would be shiesty.
Yeah, would be. So enjoy those donuts on Monday, boys. I don't even know how to end this damn segment.
Now, thank you for coming in, Mackenzie.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Honestly, my pleasure.
You did a great job. Yeah.
I can tell how much you enjoyed that, and we appreciate you. What should the return fire be to the morning show? Owen, Ken, Lima, Jeff, and Ted, who saw a bag, opened it up, found six donuts, and thought to themselves, let's have a feast. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.